Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Thursday, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Barlines. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier back at the studio. Joe, there continues to be fallout from Bill Belichick's snub into the Hall of Fame. You know, Tom Brady was very outspoken about it. Even Robert Kraft came out and said, you know, regardless of, you know, what people may think has happened between Bill and I, he's the greatest of all time, and it's a travesty that he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, his son is going on, Brian Polian has gone on X and said, my father's a public figure and polarizing. I understand and accept that. However, what happened over the last couple of days is not right. The facts and truth are important. Bill Polian goes on Sirius XM NFL and says, I voted for Coach Belichick in the Hall of Fame selection meeting. And then the comments after that are, your father's a rat and a coward, he's got no integrity, blank you and your daddy. He can be your father, but he's also a terrible human being. Your daddy's a blank blank, and that's all there is to it. Your daddy's a blank. I mean, there's hundreds of comments.
So they're blaming Polian now?
I guess so, yeah. One guy says, maybe he shouldn't tell two different conflicting accounts of his vote in the same day.
Yeah.
They have nothing to do with him being polarizing. That's just being an absolute liar.
Yeah. This is what – so the Pro Football Hall of Fame released a statement that could remove voters who violated bylaws. It says the Pro Football Hall of Fame understands and respects the passionate reaction of many fans, media members, and in-trainees of the hall itself in light of published reports regarding the voting results of the class of 2026. It's that very passion that propels the game. The hall also respects the members of the selection committee when they follow the selection process bylaws. It's an honor to serve as a selector. Each year, the hall reviews the selection process and the composition of the 50-person selection committee. If it is determined that any member violated the selection process bylaws, they understand action will be taken. That could include the possibility that such selector or selectors would not remain a member of the committee moving forward. The selection of a new class is the most important duty of the Hall of Fame oversees each year, and the integrity of that process cannot be in question.
It's a good one, but also about this, somebody says, if someone has trouble remembering who they voted for, then they probably shouldn't be voting.
Yeah.
It's a good way to put
it. Look, you can say what you want. If you're still mad about Spygate or Deflategate or whatever, okay. But does the body of work of Bill Belichick speak Hall of Fame? I would say the answer is yes.
Well, it does, yeah. And it said, your father brought this upon himself when he said he was 95% sure he voted for Bill Belichick. If he's not of sound mind, then he should immediately resign. If he is of sound mind, let him fight his own battles. They don't need you to do it for him. Your dad said he voted for him, and then on the same day he said he couldn't remember if he did or not. So, yeah, it's just a little complaint fest and pettiness from Polian against Bill Belichick.
Do you think they revote?
No, not at all.
I don't either, but I'm wondering if there's going to be a push for it.
I hope not. What's done is done.
I mean, I think it's wrong that he didn't get in. He'll get in next year, but like.
Well, he's not the only one that did not vote for him.
Right.
There are 10 other guys that did not vote for him. So signal him out, that's fine. But if he's the only one, then it would have been a 49 of 50, right? And there are 50 people voting for this, which I was told.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are others who did not think he was qualified at first ballot to be on there. And Brady's speaking out because he knows what's going to happen to him when his time comes up.
I think you can only do this one time.
Yeah.
Now, I am laughing at the tweet going around. Bill Belichick waited 49 years for his girlfriend to be born. He can wait one more year for the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
So, that's pretty good.
Yeah. He'll get in. I mean, that's the two-year minimum. Another year, he gets in and does it. But
Yeah, I mean, that's a it's the pettiness at a high level, and like, you know, older men can be petty, and we're seeing this right now, what's going on.
By the way, did you realize that last night was the 850th win for Rick Barnes?
Did not.
It's pretty cool.
It is. How many titles is that?
One at Texas? Or no, not even one.
He's zero.
Yeah.
Never won.
One Final Four?
One Final Four in 2007.
Yeah.
That's when – was Durant on his team then?
I believe so.
Yeah, for the 1 year. Good. Longevity. We talked to Mike Keith about it. Mike Keith loves Rick Barnes. His preparation and everything is second to none.
Yeah. I like him too. I mean, but I'm with you. Like, what, how many championships do you have to show for it? And
it's what, I mean, that's
this
the whole
team
thing.
Right now is confusing too.
The Vols team?
Yeah. Like, I feel like they're better than maybe they've played at times. But then I watch them, and I'm like, well, maybe they're not.
So. I have no idea. So many guys come for 1 year and leave and go other places. I just like reading all the Kentucky meltdown now with Mark Pope. People are like,
yep.
He needs to go.
This is year one, right? No, year two.
Year two.
Yeah. Oof. Does he make it to year three?
Yeah, I don't know. But in the NIL, who knows, man?
Right.
You know, I think what hurts is Calipari's success at Arkansas.
Yep.
That still drives Kentucky fan, and I understand that. Drives them insane. But in the NIL world, you can go out and change your team in the blink of an eye. I mean, this is – it's all going to be a hard crash, man, soon, with everything that goes on. There will be more lawsuits coming out, guys leaving. You know, we talk about this, about if you get your NIL, should it be tied in to complete the season? Should you play in the bowl game to complete your money? I mean, I just – can you tell a guy not to play in a bowl game? Can you tell a guy to play in a bowl game? Nobody knows. It's all new uncharted waters for everybody. And I don't know where it ends. I don't think it ends good for all of us in this. It doesn't.
No, but I think the genie's out of the bottle.
Genie's out of the bottle. Huh?
I don't think there's any going back on it. So that's kind of what it is. Al just texted in, loyal listener. Says, just got back inside, was cutting trees from the storm. What is our question of the day? JoJo, why don't you reset the question of the day?
Is he mocking us?
I don't think so.
I hope not. If you have one question, ask Robert Saleh today during his press conference. What's the one question you would ask? Now, we do this all the time when we give you the opportunity to ask one question. Mine would be, who did anybody tell you not to take this job? And if so, why? Chasers is?
Mine would be, why do you love football?
And then Nick is, where'd he get your socks?
I like that, though.
Dr. Crane?
Where'd you get your suit? Who is your tailor?
Suit. Who's your tailor?
Who's your tailor?
Because if it's local, then that means he's a local guy.
Are you going to ask it like Batman and Batman and Forever? Who's your tailor?
Or ask it like Jeff Fisher. Hey, man, where'd you get your tailor from? Where'd you get your suit from, man?
This is your tailor. Local guy. Thanks, Kroger.
Domino's delivery.
Well, all right, let me ask you this, Dr. Graham. What if he says I got my tailor from a guy in San Francisco? My tailor's a guy in San Francisco. You be mad?
No, then I'll say, okay. And then after the press conference is over, somebody needs to give him a local tailor to grab, you know, that thing. That's the best way to do it.
I agree.
Be
of
integrated.
All the questions.
Be integrated with the local community.
Of all the questions, that's what you're going to ask him.
I like it. It's off the beaten path.
Yeah, I like it, too, over drinks.
It's better than asking them, what do you use to buff your head? I mean, that's simple as that.
Or you could say, Robert, that team you're about to meet, can you put that team in the Super Bowl?
That's your question, not mine.
I'll ask it again come late July. I'll ask it again.
So I guess I saw last night they're going to hire Greg Lewis, who's the wide receivers coach. He'd been with the Ravens. Borgonzi worked with him in Kansas City 2017 to 2022.
Okay. Do you run that past Saleh? You got to, right?
Yeah, Saleh wanted him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. So, there you go.
All right, I'm just watching this car do a U-turn in the middle of the street when a car was coming down the street and almost hit him. I mean, do we not have self-awareness anymore? It's that red center out there.
Oh, no. We don't.
He just almost calls a chain reaction collision down on, was it 5th or 6th Avenue downtown?
I don't know. I mean, I think with him today, I want to hear from Saleh about the plan, what he liked about this job, the opportunity here. I don't think a timetable is good. I'm not a timetable guy.
Because then you set yourself up for failure.
Or maybe you say, how long do you give you to turn this around? 3 years? You know, I don't know. We'll get to work and see what's going on.
Yeah. I think the thing that hurts is when you look at the Bears, the Patriots, especially those two. I'm trying to think of some other examples.
Jags. Panthers.
But I'm thinking second-year quarterback. Like the Patriots and the Bears hired a new coach and made the playoffs in the quarterback's second year.
Yeah.
So is that pressure there, you know, for Saleh? The fact that you got Saleh and Daboll.
I think the pressure's always there as a head coach in the National Football League. I think it's always there. But you have examples of teams that could turn it around and succeed, and maybe that happens here. But I just think you got to work. You had a good point yesterday that I thought last year was Cam Ward, the last quarter of the season, that he was doing it all by himself.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I gotta win this spot. Now get him in the structure of an offense and a game plan and watch him work with a coach who knows what he's doing. I think it's going to be a complete 180. I really, really do. And remember, Daboll is part of the plan for the Giants and wanted to trade up and get Cam Ward. They want to offer all these guys to get Cam Ward. What stood out about Cam Ward to you that you thought you would be good for you giving up all these assets to move forward? So Saleh's probably talked to him about this and see what their plan is going forward. But I would not put a timetable on playoffs next year or this year. Hey, man, we'll get there. We'll work our tail off to get there as fast as we can. Just hop on the ride along with us. That's what I would say.
You guys had him on live here at the Omni last week. If you want to go see comedian John Chris live at the Opry House on Thursday, February 19th, callers number 4 and 5. We'll do two winners. Callers 4 and 5 at 615-737-1025. You'll win a pair of tickets to see John Chris live at the Opry Thursday, February 19th. Good luck. Callers number 4 and 5, 615-737-1025. We'll have more from the Omni and Bar Lines coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game. I can remember doing this at dances in school. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game on this Thursday. He's doing the electric slide up here. He's been talking to everybody here at Bar Lines, signing autographs, taking pictures, as always. We love that. Do you remember doing the electric slide?
Oh, yeah. I do it all the time, man. Love our friends from Louisiana, right? We love.
Shout out to Louisiana.
Yep. Because, you know, you're all crazy and we love it, right? I mean, that's right. You admit you're crazy. Yeah.
We love it.
Fantastic. Yep.
We love it.
That's wonderful. Yes.
I will tell you, I think I've said this before. But we need to just do it. I mean, this show, when we want to go places, we make it happen.
Right.
So I'd love to do a night game at LSU.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be so much fun. What I hear.
No other like it, they say.
I would love to, like, in like a big game, too, like Alabama or Ole Miss, something. It'd be so much fun. Seeing a little Colin Baton Rouge. Be great.
It's the 2026 LSU football schedule.
Yeah, give me the home schedule.
Let's see. They got Clemson at home September 5th. They got Louisiana Tech at home. They got Texas A&M at home. They got McNeese State. McNeese State's coming down to Baton Rouge. You got Mississippi State at home. Oh, my God. You got to go to November 7th. Alabama rolls in.
Look at the next week.
Oh, my gosh. Texas? And then, LSU comes to Neyland Stadium.
Yeah, Lane goes to Ole Miss and Tennessee.
Oh, my gosh. There they go. Yep. So, yeah, that'd be nice. All those, probably Alabama on September the 7th.
Yeah.
Because that'll be a night game. It'll be crazy and insane.
Yep. I agree.
We're
being invited to a tailgate.
Heck, yeah, we do.
Dr. Crane, you coming?
Absolutely. Jambalaya any day of the week.
Dr. Crane, play that song by the Oak Ridge Boys, "Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight." Right? We don't know that. We do know that. Yeah, we do know that. All these Louisiana songs, Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's Twist and Shout.
Yeah, down to the Twist and Shout. I would like to give a shout out to Adam Vingan, who may have the tweet of the day. That says, can't wait for Robert Sala to introduce his 8 children at his news conference, and that's the gif he did from The Simpsons.
Oh, my Lord.
That's so good.
8 kids. My goodness.
Good for him.
He's coordinating all right.
Yeah.
He is.
You'd say he goes for it?
Feeling his own defense.
Oh, Dr. Crane, come on now.
I'm just saying, he's trying to get the whole defense ready to go.
He is. He's definitely doing that.
Family show once again.
That's why he runs a 4-3. Anyway, we'll stop. Robert Sala coming up at 2 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the time I'm excited about the coaching hires. Now I want to see what this roster looks like. So get me to the draft and free agency.
So that's what, mid-March is?
Yeah, when's the combine?
Late February, right, like usually is?
Yeah.
We could ask him also this. How bad?
February 22nd to March 2nd.
How bad do you want to whip Liam Cohen's ass?
I do. I would love to know. Like, if we get him on, you're the perfect person to ask. Like, hey, what's up with Liam Cohen? We got your back if you want to get into
a fight.
Heck
yeah, we got your back to do all that. I was looking. You remember it was 2004 that he was at Central Michigan with Brian Kelly. Him and Matt LaFleur. That's the famous valet parking. Did you hear this story?
Mm-mm.
So Brian Kelly
Is
having
you
a party.
Have told me the story,
yeah, he's having a party. He's like, yeah, I want you and Matt LaFleur to come over and go to the party. They go to this party, and all they do is valet park cars. And Brian Kelly says, no, does it say thank you or anything? And they were like, if we ever get to this position, we're going to treat even the ones at the bottom who think they're at the, you know, nobody cares about them. We're going to treat them like they're the CEO of everything. And that was a moment. This shows you again how bad of a person Brian Kelly truly is. Yep, 2004.
So that's a great story that you told. Like, I remember when you told me that, and I was like, are you kidding me?
Well, I could have told you that story and say, tell me who the head coach is. You'd be like, is that Brian Kelly? Like, yeah, that's Brian Kelly. Yeah, and so Robert Sala turns 47 on Sunday. Said, what are you getting you for your birthday there, Bobby? You think he goes by Bobby or Bob?
I don't know.
Won't you ask?
You want us to ask that today?
After Dr. Crane's question. Where do you get your suit tailored?
I like that question. It's off the beaten path.
It's a little more in-depth as well. He's wearing a red tie. You guys talked about a possible uniform change. Maybe he's giving a little Easter egg at that. You never know.
Well, you know what red tie is, though, right, buddy? You know why you wear a red tie?
Enlighten me, Joe.
Power.
Yeah, it's a power color.
Power. Didn't I teach you that at your little school down the road there, Dr. Crane?
Can't believe they did.
Red tie is power. Red tie is power, man. That's what it's about. So that's why he's doing that today. Now, I don't know that's why he's doing it. I'm just thinking, but... You dress nice. And I don't want to hear it. Won the press conference today. Well, didn't y'all say Brian Callahan won the press conference too?
He did.
He can add that to his 4 wins.
TD from Nashville, my question for Robert Sala, of your former teams that you have coached, what team do you want to mimic and the Titans to be like? I would say San Francisco, probably.
I would say it would be the 2013 Seattle team.
Legion of Boom. He was with the Legion of Boom. Wasn't he?
He was defensive quality control coach. Because he was at Houston, the Texans, from 2005.
Who was the defensive coordinator?
2010 at Seattle during that time.
Yeah,
it's great.
Well, that's what 2023.
Was that Dan Quinn
or 2013?
2013.
Yeah, I think it was Dan Quinn.
So he's been around a lot of great coaches defensive wise. He's a Dan Quinn coach.
Yep.
On his
it was Rocky Seato as a pass game coordinator, Travis Jones, defensive line, Ken Norton, Jr., linebackers, Chris Richard, defensive back, Marquand Manuel was a defensive assistant, Sala, quality control. Offense was Daryl Bevel, Carl Smith, Sherman Smith, Kippy Brown, Pat McPherson, Pat Rule, Nate Carroll, Dave Canales, and Keith Carter.
Wow. That was Keith Carter's got a Super Bowl ring?
Yeah, it was offensive quality control coach.
Oh, wow. Sherman Smith, former Titans coach.
Yep. And assistant head coach and offensive line is one of my all-time favorite coaches who I think is just like he would eat you if he could, Tom Cable.
Oh, right. That's right. Was he the Raiders?
He was the Raiders coach.
Tom Cable. Man, I mean, look, all these coaches, I am always shocked when somebody says, like, him and Daboll have never worked together. Right? They've never, there's no connection.
They've just known each other.
Yeah. I'm always amazed when coaches have been in the league that long have not worked together. Because you mentioned that staff there. I mean, there's, holy cow, so many great coaches on that staff.
I thought they had. I thought they had worked together.
I somebody said they had not at all. I think maybe Kowarski had said that.
Yeah.
They had just done events together, charity events in New York when they were both up there at the same time.
615-737-1025. Chasing Big Joe on this Thursday, live at the Omni, presented by the Omni on 102.5 The Game.
Well, if you never forget anything, tell me this. What color tie am I wearing?
You are wearing a red and white striped club tie in a half Windsor knot.
Oh, I am I? Is that what you think? Well, if that is what you think, I have something to tell you. Something that may shock and discredit you. And that thing is as follows. I'm not wearing a tie at all.
Of course, Lionel Hutz with Apu.
There you go. There's a song.
That is a good one.
For our Louisiana people over here, for you guys.
Well done.
By the Oak Ridge Boys.
Seen random things on Twitter. Do you remember this? 2006, a rookie Vince Young walks off the Texans in overtime.
Yeah, I was there.
Had like a 50-yard run.
In overtime, yep.
Yep.
They left him wide open. He went running right down the field. It's like, oh, my gosh. That was good, too, because that was back in your hometown. Should have been drafted by them. And then Vince did it, ran in there. Speaking of quarterbacks, Chase McKay, we're going to give you the colleges that had the Super Bowl starting quarterback most appearances.
Okay.
Number one all time, Michigan. Name me the Michigan quarterbacks who started in the Super Bowl.
Brady, Jim Harbaugh.
Nope. You already said it. Just Brady.
Oh, just Brady?
Just Brady.
Oh, that's right. Harbaugh was a championship game.
Right.
That's right.
Stanford is second with seven. Give me the Stanford quarterbacks who started in the Super Bowl.
Elway?
Yep.
Frank Reich?
Nope.
No, wait. Where'd he go?
Frank Reich went to Maryland.
And that was a championship game, too.
He won two Super Bowls with the Raiders.
Stabler? No.
Jim Plunkett.
Plunkett.
Elway with the five. Plunkett with the two. Notre Dame is tied at second with seven starts. Who are the quarterbacks that started in the Super Bowl that came from Notre Dame?
Montana.
Four.
Hang on. You said there's three of them?
Yep. One guy changed his name to rhyme with the best award in college football.
Joe Theismann.
That's right. That's two. And one more. The starting quarterback for the Oakland Raiders in Super Bowl II.
LaMonica.
Daryl LaMonica. Here's a good one for you. Alabama comes in third. They've had six starts. Name the four quarterbacks who started in the Super Bowl that came from Alabama.
Joe Willie.
That's one.
Ertz.
That's two.
They count him?
Yep.
Okay. There's four.
Alabama quarterbacks.
Thank you. Heard you the first time. We're going back a ways, right?
Yeah.
Stabler.
Stabler's, that's three. Three, yeah. Yep.
Hurt, Stabler, and Joe Willie.
Yep. We're going back a ways, all the way to the beginning.
Bart Starr.
All right, Purdue has had five starts in the Super Bowl with three different quarterbacks. Name them.
Drew Brees.
One.
Is one. Bledsoe.
Incorrect. He went to Washington State.
Washington.
This quarterback wore glasses.
I don't know.
And his son was coaching with Robert Saleh last year. Bob Greasy.
Greasy.
And yeah. The other quarterback would be from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mahomes.
Lynn Dawson.
Oh, Lynn Dawson. Oh.
All right.
Mahomes is Texas.
All right, how about here's one for you. Georgia's got four starts by quarterbacks, four starts, two quarterbacks.
Stafford is one.
Yep.
And who's the other one?
You talked about him the other day.
Did I?
You did. In Georgia. You have an indirect connection to this guy now.
Oh, yeah. Who is the
number 10?
Or number 10? I'm blanking.
Fran Tarkenton.
Fran Tarkenton.
All right, this should be easy. All right, Navy has had one quarterback.
Staubach.
Four Super Bowls. University of Miami has had one quarterback start in four Super Bowls.
Kelly.
Jim Kelly. University of Tennessee. Has Peyton. Had one quarterback.
Peyton
Manning. UCLA has had two quarterbacks starting four Super Bowls.
UCLA.
You got
this. Oh, battle. Troy Aikman.
Yep, and Billy Kilmer's the other one. Now, here's the last two. Miami of Ohio has had one quarterback start in three Super Bowls.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Right? University of Northern Iowa. It's had one quarterback starting three Super Bowls.
Northern Iowa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kurt Warner.
Attaboy, Chaser got it done. Mahomes has been in five with Texas Tech, one quarterback. Cal has five quarterbacks. Rogers. Joe Capp, Aaron Rodgers, Craig Morton, and Jared Goff.
Yep.
So North Carolina will not be – they'll get one on the board now, and then so will
Southern Cal.
Southern Cal with their one quarterback.
That's crazy.
Right? So think about that. Brady.
So how many SEC schools? Alabama, Tennessee.
Georgia.
Ole Miss. Who's Eli.
Yeah, that's right, two. Yeah. That's right. I think that's Cam did one.
Auburn.
Auburn 2015.
Yep.
Florida did we no. Florida had one. Spurrier never started a Super Bowl. No. Werfel never did.
Tebow never did.
Rex Grossman.
Grossman. Yep. There you
that's
go.
One Super
that's
Bowl.
A good one.
Yeah.
Vandy
no.
Mississippi State no.
Because
Dak hadn't made it yet.
Nope.
LSU.
Burt Jones never made it to a Super Bowl, I don't think, in the 70s.
Oh, Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Yep.
Oh. Kentucky, nope.
Texas.
Trying to go down the line. I don't think so. Maybe one.
I don't think so. A&M.
No.
Manziel never did.
No, that's a good one. LSU, Burrow, Arkansas, nobody.
South Carolina, no. Missouri, no.
No, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
We might be leaving out one or two along the lines, but 10. Brady went to 10 Super Bowls. I mean, that's just a crazy stat. I mean, I don't ever see that again. Thought Mahomes might be the closest to that, but no, man.
615-737-1025. We'll talk to Greg Wyshynski coming up at the top of the hour, get in to some Predators talk and hockey talk. Oh, this is a good – Dr. Crane makes a good point. could have been Ryan Tannehill with A&M.
We don't do
so close.
We don't do could have been, Dr. Crane. We do what's happened.
Right.
All right, I mean, it's fine.
Joe likes absolutes. We get it.
Absolute. That's an absolute, right? Tannehill came very close, but didn't get it done.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good list though of by school.
Like Bo Nix would have been number 12. Bo Nix didn't play. Well, Jarrett Stidham
would have. Yeah, that'd have been Auburn.
Been number
Both
two.
Would have been, well, I guess Bo Nix is Oregon now.
Yeah. But you claim him. Doesn't Alabama claim?
I mean, you said they claim Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Okay, so do we claim? So Oklahoma's one in the SEC.
Well, two.
Well, do they claim Aikman?
Right. Quarterback there in 1985.
Who else were you going to say?
No, that's right. Aikman was the one. Yeah. So do we do this claim that you were there, then you moved on and went to another school that happened? I don't know. But Alabama was quick to claim Hurts when he ended up his career at Oklahoma.
Yeah. Interesting.
There is. I mean, that's the point about this. And now you got Darnold and Drake May in this. But I still think – I think Seattle.
Think about
– pounds.
Think them. About Super Bowl 34. Alcorn State in Northern Iowa.
True. You never know, man. The next year was Fresno State and Penn State.
Because that was – That was Giants and Ravens. Yeah. And then what was 02 was Michigan, Brady and the Patriots. And so it was Michigan, Northern Iowa.
Yep.
Because that was the Rams. 03 was.
Well, 02.
02.
Was Delaware versus Florida State. Rich Gannon versus Brad Johnson.
Yep. Yep.
03 would have been. Where'd Jake DeLome go? Somewhere in Louisiana? Versus Brady.
Yeah, Jake DeLome. Lafayette, maybe?
Yep. ULL. Yep. Raging Cajun.
Yep.
That's right, man.
What was this? 04.
Syracuse and Michigan.
Syracuse, Michigan. Yep. 05 would have been.
Boston College. In Miami of Ohio.
Yep. Who's the Boston College? That was
Hasselbeck.
Hasselbeck, yeah. That's right.
06.
Tennessee and Florida.
That's right.
Oh, wow. I never thought of that.
That's right. Peyton did get a win over Florida.
Yeah, he did.
In the Super Bowl. Man, that was the time of my life.
07 would have been Michigan Ole Miss.
Yeah. SEC, baby.
08. Would have been
Northern Iowa and Miami of Ohio.
Northern Iowa. Which one was Northern Iowa?
Kurt Warner.
In 07? Oh, yeah, because he was with the – that's right, he was with the Cardinals. Forgot about that. This is fun. 09.
Tennessee, Purdue.
Yep. Okay.
10.
10 would have been
Cal and
Cal in Miami, Ohio.
Attaboy.
11.
Same as 7.
Yep. That was Michigan, Ole Miss.
12 is pretty random.
I'm trying to remember who that Super Bowl was.
Nevada versus Delaware.
Flacco versus Kaepernick. Yeah, yep. That's right. 14.
13.
Or 13.
Would have been NC State / Wisconsin.
Russ and Tennessee.
Or Tennessee, yeah.
Now we're at 14.
Correct.
Was that NC State / Wisconsin versus Michigan?
That's right.
Okay. 14 season, 15. Tennessee versus.
15 season. 14 was Michigan.
Yeah.
And, okay.
15 Tennessee versus Auburn.
That's right.
SEC.
Take them down, man.
All right. 16 was
Michigan.
Yeah. Michigan versus Boston College.
That's correct.
17. This is fun. 17 was. I don't remember.
Michigan versus
That was Michigan versus Cal.
Michigan versus – where did Nick Foles go?
Oh, Nick Foles.
Arizona State or Arizona? Where'd he go? I've got it pulled up right here. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he went to Michigan State, Liberty, University of Arizona.
So he went to a lot of places.
Yeah.
Okay. 18.
Michigan.
Michigan versus Cal.
Yep.
19 was
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech versus, was that their first one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Texas Tech versus, who'd they beat for their first one?
It's an OVC school.
I don't even remember who Kansas City played.
San Francisco.
Oh, so that would have been Garoppolo.
That a boy. 20, Michigan again.
Where'd he go? Garoppolo.
Eastern Illinois.
Eastern Illinois. And then Michigan versus Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And 21. Then 21, LSU.
That a boy.
Versus.
You got this.
Georgia. Yeah. It's the Rams. This is
right?
22.
You got sweat coming down here. That's okay, buddy.
22, Texas Tech versus Alabama.
Did he make it in 22? Yeah, because they won it in 23.
Because they beat the Eagles, yeah.
They beat Iowa State in 23. Texas Tech beat Iowa State.
Was that Purdy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right. And then 24 – Was that Texas Tech versus Oklahoma?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And so, then last year.
Oh, that was last year.
That was, yeah, okay. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
It's a fun game, man.
That
Watch
is
out.
A
we
game.
Got we got somebody coming to get you, Chase.
We do.
Dr. Right. Crane, we got something we're going to put you in next time we go out in public. We got a dinosaur leash.
Coming up next, we will name off more colleges. We'll do running backs coming up next. Just kidding. Chase and Big Joe at the Omni, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Thursday at Bar Lines at the Omni.
Seem y'all like that game. We got votes for the Navy versus Louisiana Tech is our favorite matchup. That would be...
Which one? I'm sorry.
Navy versus Louisiana Tech.
I'm so ready to just.
Roger Staubach versus Terry Bradshaw.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Those are good ones.
That's a good one. La Tech. So he started in four?
Four Super Bowls. Won all four.
Yep. And then.
But you get to know the random one is Alcorn State versus Northern Iowa.
And then 81, they were going for the one for the thumb, right?
Who is that?
The Steelers.
They never lost. But they're Bradshaw.
Well, I know, but I'm saying they didn't make it that year. But that was the – I know people from Pittsburgh have said that was the campaign, one for the thumb in 81. Yeah.
Then they didn't win again until –
Cowher, Roethlisberger.
05, right. Yeah. And then 08, so they got six. It's just crazy. The Patriots have been to 12 Super Bowls. 12.
Yeah. With
Brady,
Eason,
10 of them.
Eason, Bledsoe, and Brady.
Yep.
And now May. Yeah. That's crazy. 12 Super Bowls and four quarterbacks.
Yeah, so that list would be, that's nuts, man. All those.
And I guess Bledsoe technically has a ring.
He does, from the 0-1 team.
Yeah.
He got hurt in the championship game and didn't play, and then.
Can you imagine, if he doesn't get hurt, what happens?
It's a great question. Think about it.
If he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Do we ever know who Tom Brady is?
Or if that tuck rule doesn't happen.
Yeah.
They don't go to the Super Bowl. True. The Raiders do. Go, right? That happens.
Rich Gannon.
You talk about great injuries throughout. If Trent Green doesn't blow his knee out in a preseason game, Kurt Warner doesn't play in 99 at all. Does not play because Dick Vermeil loved Trent Green. When Dick Vermeil went to the Chiefs to be their head coach, who was his quarterback?
Trent Green. Was Kurt Warner, wasn't he the third-string quarterback going into training camp?
It was Tony Banks was number two from Michigan State.
Yep, he played
everything
there.
Revolves around Michigan State. And then Trent Green was number one. He just outplayed because Tony Banks. And then Tony Banks went in 2000, I think this is correct, to the Ravens and won a Super Bowl ring for them.
I believe that is correct. He was down Dilfer's backup.
Yeah.
Well, and Dilfer didn't start the whole year, I don't think.
Did not start the whole year. No.
Yeah.
We should get him on someday. Be a fun question. That'd be a fun interview.
I mean, if you behave yourself, I could.
I will not. I will not behave myself if he comes on. No way at all. But, yeah, so, I mean, all the Super Bowl talk will hype up next week when all the teams arrive out there and everything gets going for the game out in Santa Clara, which is to be fun. I still think the Seahawks win by – I think this might be one of the biggest blowouts ever in a Super Bowl. Patriots can't score.
They're just the offense isn't there yet.
Nope.
Defense, yes, but offense, I would say no.
I mean, how do you stop that Seahawks? I mean, Darnold's throwing darts, yeah. Cooper Kupp. And Jigba is fantastic.
Smith and Jigba is the best receiver in football right now.
He's always open.
And like, I don't want to sit here. You know, people are like, oh, the Titans passed on them. They did, but, I mean, I don't know. You could have gone receiver at 11, but you went guard.
Don't play the game.
Or,
eight, be crazy.
Or 7 or whatever it was.
Because if you start playing that game, you go back to 2017.
Yeah.
When you could have had Mahomes.
Yeah.
You took Corey Davis. I mean, the revisionist history draft game will drive you absolutely insane.
Yep.
I mean, you know, by all accounts, Tom Brady at 6th round should have never made the team.
But he did.
Made the team, and look what happened after that. So that's why it just drives you crazy.
On Madden 2000, he was simply known as QB12.
Is that it? Man, I love it. I love every year they post a picture of him at the Combine from
he's
the
just
he's
fat.
Like he's like stop doing this. I think it's funny, man. Who's doing the? Who's got the Super Bowl this year? NBC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Coming up next, we'll talk. We'll shift gears. Talk a little hockey with Greg Wyshynski from ESPN. We will do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe live at the Omni. 102.5 The Game.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest. America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.